Hello, everyone.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the Beauty Download. We've got a really exciting episode today.
I'm really, really interested in this. This is like, I feel like we're going to be mind blown.
I feel like I'm going to learn a lot today I feel like my whole, I'm going to re-look at everything and really like analyse things. But as a little tease, we've got the amazing Candice with us today, who is the owner of an incredible brand called Manysafe. But what we're going to do is we'll let you introduce it. So say hello, Candice, to the pod.
Hello, hello.
Amazing.
So, yeah, thank you for having me. So I'm the founder of Manysafe London. And the whole mission of Manysafe is to make gel manicures kinder to the skin. And we offer a collection of multi-award winning UV protective gel manicure gloves, so to protect your hands when you're
sit in front of us right now.
Yeah. I know. I was actually sent a few of them, and my clients love them. Like, it's really, really good. And I think, obviously, the whole topic about UV and stuff like that is definitely something that's circulating in like the nail community now. But I think it's a big topic anyway, whether that's in facials, whether that's in like just generally. Like, I think self-care and kind of skincare and that UV protection.
It's huge now.
Absolutely. People are so much more aware of how to take care of their skin ever since kind of lockdown, right? People were in their homes. I think they kind of focused on Instagram. A lot of the skin health experts, like dermatologists, went over to Instagram to kind of have a creative outlet with all their extra time and started educating people. So people have come out the other end a bit wiser about their skin and want to optimize their health.
I think that was a massive thing. Like, I feel like in lockdown, especially clients that I've had really took time to even like research nails themselves, whereas like
they found their products that were more
friendly, vegan and cruelty free and why that brand differs from that, which is something that usually maybe only nail techs would bother to look into. Now I actually find I have a lot of clients come to me because they've researched and they know
they come through they actually come through the brand and actually on a salon locator rather than just so, being a case of
I like the pictures,
and it may be more so.
100%. So I think that's really something, and I think today will be something that a lot of, hopefully it'll be quite an educational podcast today. I think this could be.
I hope I can deliver something of value today.
I'm sure you've got something.
So you launched in April 21. So how's it going?
Yeah, really good, thank you. This was kind of percolating in the background for a few years, and then I started really delve into it in 2019, big plans to launch, and then lockdown hit, and I was then a lockdown homeschooling mum by day and trying, so it delayed things out to 2021.
Business owner by night.
Yeah, exactly.
And so with the lockdown that you maybe changed things a little bit more, did it make you think about the business a bit differently, or did you kind of know this is it? We're still, obviously I know you were saying you've been a mum and doing everything, but things may have changed a little bit for you, maybe.
Well, I think it became thinking about the bigger picture of how many people are at home doing their nails as well. And so then thinking about how you communicate with people as well, rather than just focusing on the nail salons, where I think for me, I'm not a DIYer at all. Like
you're getting your nails done.
I know
you're
my limits.
You were one of not many people tried to.
Trust me, I tried, and I was like, let's be honest, this is not my strength, and I couldn't wait to get back to the nail salon. But yeah, so I launched in 2021, kind of right when the nail salons were opening back up.
I was going to say, what was what was going on then? Was it? Were we open?
Yeah,
were we not?
It was like
a lifetime ago.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad it was a lifetime ago.
Thank God I had Dan to go through it with me, because we were like each other's helpline. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, you need that, right? It was a very isolating time. But yeah, so since 2021, won multiple awards. So won Best Skin Innovation for Body in the Marie Claire Skin Awards.
Wow.
Won a Beauty Shortlist Award for like an Editor's Choice Award through that.
In a short amount of time. That's not long, really.
Yeah.
That's a real achievement.
And during a lockdown, which you could argue is like such a hard time to launch with everything being shut and stuff. So
it was one of those things, is like, there's never a good time. I'm just going to throw it out there and see what happens. And then this year, just recently won through, do you know Thea Pafitis from Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
So just won a small business award through him as well. So he's a big champion of small businesses. Thank you. And then, you know, been protecting like thousands of hands since launch, selling in 17 countries online and stocked in boutique nail salons and also aesthetic clinics. So
amazing.
A lot of women now who say are investing in aesthetic treatments for their face are seeing obviously the benefits of that, but then are seeing a mismatch with their hands.
Yes.
So they're now
always such a youthful face, and then you get to the hands and it's like,
she does aesthetics.
Yeah.
And she, I mean, it does make me laugh, bless her, but she used to put, you know, like, is it Profilo? Like, you know,
to make skin boosters younger, like, and fillers. Really,
like, well, maybe you could offer it out to that. I went, I'm injecting anyone firstly. She's like, no, I do it.
But
as well, but it is so true, because if you hold up, then it does. Your hands are. I look at my hands now, and I even said to my mum the other day, I went, oh my god, I've got your hands.
Really?
So start. Probably the world's
Well, worst. That's the thing. You put SPF on your face and maybe on your neck if you're good in.
Yeah.
You don't put it on your hands, and you don't put it on, I don't know, other
the rest
parts
of your body for the.
And that's the thing. So, like, I've been trying to raise that awareness through ManiSafe is that, you know, your hands deserve just as much care as your face does. And so it's interesting with the aesthetic side of things. So these hand rejuvenation treatments that aesthetic doctors are doing now. So ManiSafe gloves have been written into the aftercare protocols.
Oh, really?
Because it's so important to some protection and UV protection on the hands after the treatments.
Oh, so, you don't even think. Yeah. You know, obviously, when you're dressed and you're fully dressed unless your arms are out.
Yeah.
Your hands are the one thing that's always out. And you don't think that.
But also, we did a hydrofacial event the other day, and they've just introducing hydrofacial on your hands. And it was I must admit, the difference was like, wow. Like, I don't know exactly what was involved in that treatment.
Mm.
But like, again, yeah, I think people are taking more like, oh yeah, God, my hands. And I've seen with a lot of my older clients, you see the sunspots and you see the, I don't know, the sort of aging.
And they're so, but that's all preventable. So they talk about it's like turning back the time. It's not time. It's like reversing sun damage. And and they're expensive treatments, right? So if you can prevent it as much as possible.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it's
so really where did the idea, I mean, I know in the market there has been other types of UV protection gloves. Where did it come from, like, for you to start doing it?
Yes.
Just you yourself thinking, well, this is, I need
to. So for me, like, I started getting my nails done in 2012. So when I moved to the UK, one of my dear friends took me, we lived in West Hampstead, and she took me to the salon for the first time. And I wasn't a manicure girl at all before.
Because I find it interesting.
I was in the healthcare industry, working in hospitals. You couldn't have chip polish. And so it was just useless for me. I'd look at them and they'd chip.
Mm.
And then when I moved over here and was introduced to gel manicures, it was literally love at first gloss. Like, I became
an absolute addict.
Like, every 2 weeks, nails done, loved it. Like, so from, I worked in, so when I moved over here, I used to be a physiotherapist in Canada. When I moved over here, it was into medical devices, like sales and marketing roles. So, like, whether I was in a management meeting or, like, waist deep in nappies later in life with kids, if my nails were done, I just, I felt put together. Yeah. So that was my.
We always say that. It's go-to. Like, you feel you've got, we say, our shit together.
When exactly. That was like.
You can conquer the world if your nails are done.
Yeah. So for me, it was around, I think it was around 2017. A friend sent me a link to an article saying that the lamps emit UV, which I was really surprised because all you hear is LED, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's when, it's for me, knowing with like a healthcare background, there's like the effects it UV has on our skin with like repetitive unprotected exposure, I went straight to using SPF. And so I fumbled around with that for a few years. And then, and without even really, didn't really look into anything. I was just like, non-negotiable for me, because I'm like a total SPF girl, always have been. And then it was
I was going to say, like, glowing.
It's unreal. What it really is. I was thinking before beginning, no one imagine, because... I don't mean to imagine owning a ManiSafe, but your face was all...
The hands were beautiful, but...
Unreal, but the face...
I must admit, before today, I was like, I'm going to put my SPF on because I know who's coming in today.
I finally found one that actually put on my face that I actually really like. So
I love it. Beautiful. Well, I've been oiling my cuticles like mad.
Good girl, there we go.
Yes. But yeah, so where the actually for me, it was my daughter's sunsuit that made me think, because they're like UPF, there's UPF 50 plus red, so the certified materials, but they came in like really cute patterns, right?
Yeah.
So that's where I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I could like make them from that. Mm. And then you know, I started doing the market research. I was like, okay, I wasn't the only clever person to think of using UPF. Yeah. It was big in that, like in the US, there was people that were already, companies already doing it. And then you get the kind of like knockoff kind of cheapo ones,
which don't
on Amazon.
Do anything,
yeah, well, yeah. So it's just that clothing is actually the most effective form of sun and UV protection, but there's always like all levels of fabric aren't created equal, right? Yeah. So a white cotton t-shirt, for example, gives you, if you think of, there's something called UPF rating, so ultraviolet protection factor, and it tells you how well that fabric
that
protects
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this type of t-shirt has a UPF rating of 5, where the gloves
would
are...
Would that be like your factor...
It's
10,
like, it,
whereas
yeah,
the type exactly. with the brand 50, lab is your almost. Factor 50.
Yeah, 50 plus. It'd actually be up into, you know, the SPF 100s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because UPF 50 plus rated gloves are the highest level of protection you can get.
Okay.
And it's like off the charts of the rating scale. That's why there's like a plus. So it blocks out... blocks out virtually 100% UV rays, but the rating of UPF 50 is where it ends, which says that it blocks out 98% of UV rays, but in reality, it blocks out 100%.
Because something that I was quite interested in when I found MoneySafe, I kind of found it through Instagram, because it was something that I was considering and stuff like that. One of my first questions to you was like, what's the difference between that or just putting on, like, you know, like manicures now have all the luxury creams. I was like, what's the difference between putting one of these gloves on or just putting sun cream on before you start the treatment?
Yeah. Funny you say that as well, because I remember years ago a client's, because you know, like the, all right, there's the LED lamp now.
Yeah.
And then and before was the ones that looked like a sunbed.
Yeah.
You know, like they were UFL.
Yeah. They literally had those tube lights, don't they?
Mass units.
Yeah.
And clients did used to ask me that. And I used to say, you can put sun cream on.
Yeah.
I asked another, I think it was another educator. And they said, if they're bothered, whack
put
a bit
on,
of sunscreen on.
Mm.
Really?
That'll cover it.
Okay.
Which, it's better than nothing. Absolutely. There's just drawbacks to it in the reality with nail lamps. So like in theory, 100%. But in reality, in practice, it's a bit challenging because obviously, like I was saying to Faye, is that you have to put sunscreen on 15 to 20 minutes before
to make sure that it's
effective.
No.
I like when I get out the shower, I will whack it all on and then I get dressed and then go down by the pool and then I'm like 20 minutes in.
Yeah, no, I'm literally like out in the sun already, like whacking it on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it can absorb into the skin and be effective. Where obviously within
and
the manicure process,
up, right?
And within the manicure process, obviously often, or in higher end manicures, you go and wash your hands. So even if you did think to put it on, then you've washed it off.
Or
wipe hand sanitizing.
The cleanser.
Exactly, yeah. Wiping. And then also, if the residue's on the nail, obviously you need a dehydrated nail plate, right? I think it's a bit different with Biosculpture, is it?
Yeah, but again, things like sun creams could affect it.
It's quite
it.
Oily and depending on not being funny if you're using your old Hawaiian Tropics.
Yeah.
Old Hawaiian Tropics. You pay all this money to get your nails done and then it's lifting like 2 days later. So with the gloves, it's great because it's instant protection. It doesn't wash off. As long as it's covering you, giving you, you know, 100%.
A full coverage.
You're
and obviously, I'll just say this, obviously they're tipless, aren't they? So
yeah.
If anyone's thinking you're putting full-blown gloves on.
Yeah.
Obviously,
you're
they're like, just
you're a magician.
Yeah, working through this glove. I just found it really interesting.
Because people always ask this question. Yeah, so the nail plate itself has a protective effect. So they've done studies where they've exposed the nail plates to UV radiation, and the nails block out 100% of UVB and about 98%, I believe it is, of UVA. And then the polish itself is opaque and has like a protective effect as well.
Because I remember someone saying once, I think it was either, you know, like you hear these stories of like, whether it's like a Mythbuster or someone's heard from someone that they've basically had a form of skin damage or on their nail bed. And I was wondering with this, because as you say, it is obviously your actual nail bed that must actually protect the skin underneath.
It's
interesting because, as I say, I've heard that before, and I remember thinking, oh, okay. And if there was like a little dark spot or anything. But then, listen, they'd obviously go get it checked.
Yes,
if there was something
exactly.
come out of nowhere, of course. But it's interesting that you've said that that actually does
have, have a protective effect.
Because I think it's one of those things as well. Like, I think it's something we all question, but where do we also go to find out the facts as well? It's one of those really hard things.
Where did you find out the facts?
So, yeah. So my background is in healthcare. So so growing up, I was always in school, I was always interested in science, biology.
We were talking and we were like, we're going to get on great. Yeah. We're both nerds. Like, if there's something we can sink our teeth into, we're finding out every fact.
But I was an athlete as well. So my natural path into university was health sciences. So I did my first degree in exercise science. So I was an athletic trainer and personal trainer for a few years. And then I went back into my master's in physiotherapy. Yeah. So again, like everything... Physiotherapy, I think a lot of people think of it more of a, like, you know, sports injuries and things like that. But it's actually, you cover, like, the whole gamut of pathology and everything, because there's some physios that specialize in neural rehab. There's ones that do cardiorespiratory health.
Such
so
a broad
you cover
thing.
Everything. Yeah, yeah. But we also do quite a lot on skin health, because we're one of the only professions who expose an area when you look to treat it. You know, if you see a GP, they usually will just have a chat with you and then they refer you on or prescribe something to you, where we needed to learn about screening for skin cancer and things like that. And, you know, doing a master's, you do research. And then from there, I went on into medical devices. So I was working with the top, like, rated surgeons in the country, in the UK, where you need to know your stuff. So everything, my entire career, 15 years of healthcare medical devices, has been all about evidence-based treatment, reading studies constantly. So for me, the natural thing I did when I really started looking into it more was, okay, I need to delve into the research. So you're looking in medical journals and you're reading everything. So this isn't, it's difficult for a consumer.
Because I was going to say, can you always trust Google as well? You know, it's one of those things like...
You're trying to get access to the articles too, because some of them are behind like paywalls.
And even you feel like probably a lot of like, if that was me trying to find it, obviously, you're in the medical industry.
Yeah.
You feel like you get a lot of doors probably shut where you don't know how to get down them.
That's the thing, you'll try, but then it will be so complicated for you to find the answer. You think, oh, do you know what? Sorry.
Exactly.
I've learned enough. I've tried. I've failed. At least I gave it a good go.
Exactly. So I like.
But then that's why you're here.
Yes. Very cool.
Yes. This is our source. Yeah. What is there about the sort of research? Because I think we said that. Was it 2013? Like, there was a research about it and it's just recently been updated? Or?
No, so it started. So what kicked it all off was in 2009 there was a case report that was published in a medical journal about two women who had longstanding use of nail
These
lamps.
These are the women. These are the stories that I remember hearing from back in the day.
Yeah,
really.
Like, here is the one time and you're like, right. And then it sent alarm bells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a scare factor as well, isn't there? There's like, I feel like there is a bit of a scare factor as well. Like, people think, oh, am I
We're
doing...
bring it back up.
Well, yeah, like,
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you know, the topic of skin cancer is really tricky, or any cancer in general, because it's scary at first.
Yeah.
But also, there's so many things that can impact it. And, you know, so that's what started. But before we even, like, delve into the research, I think it's really important for people to understand why do medical professionals recommend that you protect your skin? Mm-hmm. So the nail lamps use a source of UV light, right, to cure the polish.
Even though they're technically LED
lamps. There is always new. There's a source of UV in an LED lamp.
Yeah. So we need to talk about LED in terms of LED is a bulb. It's not a type of light.
Right.
And it can be designed to emit different wavelengths of light depending on what it's designed to do.
Okay.
So this is why medical professionals are saying exercise caution. You should be protecting your skin, because all nail lamps use UV to cure the polish.
Yeah.
But obviously that's the intention, is to cure the polish. The effect it has on the skin is a byproduct. So we're lucky in this scenario where you can have your cake and eat it too, right? Mm. Because you can protect your skin from the effects and still get, you know, fulfill that amazing bit of getting your nails done.
Mm-hmm.
So sun protection. So the sun itself emits a few different types of UV. The two that hit the Earth's surface are UVB and UVA.
I heard the other week, with sun cream, you might buy a certain particular type of sunscreen.
Yeah.
As long as it's got the UVB, Am I right in saying that it's in the products that it protects you from that?
You need UVA protection.
UVA, I see.
Yeah.
I'm a bit clueless. Yeah, I'm just so like, need, whatever, babe.
Yeah, you need broad spectrum. Other,
but you need the broader spectrum. Yeah. It's all good buying a sun cream, but yeah.
SPF tells you the level of UVB protection that the bottle gives you. You need the UVA five-star.
Oh, God, it's like a whole. It's like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be looking at all my products.
Well, this is
the
thing, right?
Like, so moisturizers with the.
I'm just like, what's everyone else's favorite?
Yeah, yeah. Really work
and
that.
If you're covering yourself year round, so this is the thing. So the two types of UV rays that the sun emits are UVB, which are the ones when the sun's out and it can burn you. It's shorter wavelengths of light. It can interact with the upper layers of our skin, and you actually get quicker warning signs from the sun, right? We should be protecting yourself like you do.
Yeah.
Perfect example is before you get out in the sun. But say for someone who who isn't, the UVB starts, your skin starts to get a bit pink or you feel the warmth and stuff. So you're getting these warning signs where UVA rays are the ones that are around year round. They're 95% of the sun's rays are UVA. They're longer wavelengths of light that penetrate deeper into our skin. So you think UVB is for burning. UVA is known for aging.
That's kind of
like B for burn, A for aging.
Yeah.
Or it's, I know the sun's not invisible. The rays are invisible, but
yeah, they are.
As you
say,
you've got warning signs, but then with A,
you don't. Not until the damage is done.
They're the ones, exactly. They're the ones that
they penetrate deep into the dermis where they can impact your collagen, elastin. So that's where it's like wreaking havoc on, you know, the plump, youthful look of your skin. That's what starts causing the wrinkles. And then both types of rays. At first, they thought there was just UVB that caused skin cancer, but through more research, they've realized that UVA rays can also cause DNA damage and can contribute to the development of skin cancer. So nail lamps don't emit UVB, thankfully. So that's why you don't get burning. Right. And anyone that does talk about burning, we'll talk about photosensitivity after.
Right.
They might get a sunburn like rash. I don't know if you've ever heard of anyone getting this. But
I've heard of it. Yeah. I haven't experienced.
They're not getting burned. They have a heightened sensitivity to UV light, and that's why they're developing that. But we'll pause that for a second. But
mind blown.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah. I'm like, where's my notepad? I need to like write this down.
So UVA is what the nail lamps emit because that's the within the chemical formulation of gel polishes, right? That's what initiates the curing process, and that's what nail lamps emit, and that is why. There's been this caution, you know, we got a case report of someone who developed skin cancer over longstanding use, repetitive use without protecting their skin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kicked off the research. So that's why medical professionals, the FDA, a lot of health organizations were seeing building amounts of evidence that are linking that there's some skin damage that can happen and that it's better to protect your skin, right? Yeah. Continue on. Enjoy your nails, but protect your skin because we're still looking at this, like from a scientific community, and we need more evidence because it takes a long time. What people need to understand.
These lamps are changing and evolving all the time.
And they only became popular.
By the time you're catching up probably with the science, something else has come out. All different lamps do different things. Like I was always told that putting your hand in the lamp was like an equivalent of no different of going out and hanging your washing up on the line. Like that's how much exposure would be in the same way. But then at the same time, would it? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know better than me. Was always what was told to me.
Right, yeah.
I think something that's really interesting as well is that even these gloves, like they're not just for getting your manicures done. Like you even brought up a point of saying like, you know, like mums when they've got their newborn baby and they're walking the pram around and they're going on lots of walks with their newborn. It's their hands that are out and like they're walking driving on a sunny day, driving, things like that.
That's the thing, the UVA rays pass through window glasses. Yeah. They're the longer types of rays.
I see a program once of a truck driver.
Yes, this is
we've spoken about. Yeah.
But yeah, and he's got one face that's completely
one side,
side, and even his hands. And I even noticed when I was mobile, I used to drive in the summer. Sometimes I was like, oh my God, one hand.
Well, you can use your new pair of gloves now. Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's not just about nail lamps in isolation. It's about women who get their nails done regularly are adding an extra UV dose on top of their daily outdoor exposure. So we need to be more careful than the average person about their general sun protection because we're adding that on top. And you just, everyone's medical health history is different, your family history, our DNA makeups. How are like risk factors for developing skin damage and then and potentially skin cancer later on is different, right? Yeah. But we don't know. No, there's no, like, it's a cocktail. Of, and it's like, do you really want to play roulette with that, right?
My stepdad, he did. He had a form of skin cancer. And they, thankfully, they got it very quickly. They cut it away. But
my nan has too, actually.
Yeah, she, but they when they cut it away, it's like it's like a shark bite.
It's massive.
Horrendous. Yeah. But he every year now has to go for like a full MRI. He went for a full MRI actually the other day.
Really?
He was thankfully it never went anywhere and he was good for it, but he's so paranoid.
Yeah.
Almost I took him away on holiday last year and he was so paranoid about being in the sun. But in the next breath, we're like, ow, if you put your factor on, high factor before.
Can't not enjoy your life as well,
Enjoy, and as well, we need the sun. It's good for good for you in ways, but obviously not overly doing it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. If you use protection, absolutely you can go outside. But you said going back to the research, I thought it was really important to like set that base of like, what is UV and like why do we need to be concerned about it? And I think the easiest way for people to think about it is about the sun because everyone can like relate to that.
Yeah.
So there was that first case report. Then there was like the next bulk of research that was done that was triggered by that between 2010 and 2014. So there's actually, there hasn't been a lot of research on this. So you'll hear people say, oh, there's been loads of research. But a lot of it is people summarizing what has been said before.
Right.
So there was only about five studies done where one looked at, they're all irradiance studies, which is where they measure the amount of UV coming out of the lamps. And then they try to do a mathematical calculation to figure out how much damage. Now, this was inconclusive, basically. So some of the studies came out saying, whoa, this is the same amount. One gel manicure will give you the same amount of a threshold of UV exposure that an outdoor worker would get in 8 hours.
That's what, like, I was and saying.
That's what we think, the washing.
Of the washing on the line. Mm.
But then you get, then you get the other end of the spectrum.
Which one to trust? You don't know which one to.
Where they said that, you know, I think it was like you'd need 250 manicures before you could even, you'd even consider getting rest. So you have like one end of the spectrum, you're getting that, and one end
and
you're
then
getting
you get
that.
On the other side.
But
of it,
then, so what came out of those studies was people saying that, look, the risk is about low to moderate based on the evidence that we have, and the best thing to do is to protect your skin. But then since then, we've had more case, there's been more case reports documented in the medical journals that a lot of people aren't aware of. So 2018, was again, someone backs their hands, 2020, 2021. So you're getting more now, which actually makes sense because in 2010 is when C&D kind of like popularized the gel manicure. It became mainstream in and around then. So before that, people got them done, but they weren't as popular as it is now, and it's just gotten more and more, and it's here to stay, right?
I mean, was it me and you the other day? Yeah, we was, when we were saying it's got, like, it feels like the nail
industry is boom,
exploded.
It's exploded. Yeah,
it's and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
because like between nail
it's like
art
normal,
the,
it's basically part of everyday life and grooming almost, like you go
absolutely
and get your hair.
I feel
every...
so self-conscious when my nails aren't done.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, like
for anyone who doesn't know what Dan just did, she just showed off her absolutely naked nails.
I love it.
Something that I think is like really important as well, that is something that I kind of mentioned. So how, I kind of want to say like what it kind of means for us nail techs. Like what do we do with this information?
What do we...
So something that I'm going to do is I'm going to have about, I do about six clients a day. I'll have about six of the gloves. And then because they're washable and reusable, it's not like you just use them once and like throw them away. So I'll obviously have them as an option for my clients. That obviously, usually they love things like that. If they can protect it and they know it's an option, they will say yes. I think it's a lovely option just to have for them. But also I was thinking, like, for me, as maybe more of a content creator, I do my nails on myself more than once a week.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, I do them multiple times throughout the week. I'll like buff off a certain French tip. I won't do the whole process again, but I might buff that off and add that. And that means that my hand's going back in the lamp. And I thought, oh my God, like, I'm protecting my clients. What about me? Like, are my hands the ones that's going to be on Instagram? My ones that, oh my God.
This is exactly it. It's not about the person that gets her nails done once a year
for
Christmas, you know,
as a treat.
Yeah, it's the regular users who are getting them done. And I have a number of content creators who have bought ManuSafe gloves for that exact reason. They're like, my hands are starting to look old and crappy, like that thin, kind of like dried out, dehydrated
skin. She's
the protection
side. I'm the other side now.
Yeah.
I will be putting them on to protect and hide what's probably
with it. Well, I think
it's never too late to protect your skin.
I think it's one of those things as well. It's like they say, like, prevention's better than cure, isn't
it?
So,
always.
So I think it's a really lovely option. And again, I think clients love it. So if it's something that you're going to introduce, not saying it just like this, but it's something that maybe another salon isn't offering. Mm. And that could...
It's a differentiating factor for you, for sure, because... You are showing them that, one, you're up to date with the research. Because, like I said, things change over time. Like, at one point, smoking was encouraged, right? Like, you know, and just things change. We evolve. We start to learn more. Mm. And you're moving with the times, educating yourself, and you care holistically about your clients.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be like, oh, my God, how did you not, like, tell me about this before? You didn't know before, right?
Yeah. So if you're coming... It was very just...
Blood, it was hard to understand. Yeah. We're now, like, the new research that you mentioned coming out in 2023, this year in January, it was the first study. So this is the thing, it's not the first ever study to look at it. There's been a number of studies.
It's the most updated.
But it's the most updated, and it was the first one to actually look at. Rather than just doing mathematical model and having a guess, they actually examined how the light interacted with the skin cells.
Right.
Now, there's obviously caveats to this study, like that there was limitations to the study that... No one sticks their hand in a lamp for 20 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're getting nail art done, it's probably about 8 to 10 minutes by the time you're in and out.
Time, like
and it's
actually,
and that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So they've proven, yes, there can be damage. They've proven that when they did the test, that cumulatively it causes more damage, which isn't surprising. It's no different than going outside. So it's just the reality of it all. And then also touching on the LED bit, I think it's really, really important.
Yeah.
Is... There's this misconception that LED lamps don't emit UV. And it's so understanding why there's that confusion. Mm. Because we have LED lights in our house, right? Yeah. And we're told that those are completely safe. LED masks that we wear on our face, we're encouraged to wear to help with our skin health.
Yeah.
But those lamps are designed for, one, obviously visible light for us to see in our houses. LED face masks are designed to use blue light, red light, and near-infrared light. So that's the bulbs are designed to emit those types of light to help benefit our skin. That's proven to benefit. But nail lamps use a UV LED because they're designed for curing. So these are the same types of LED lamps that are used in printing services, things like that. So it cures the formulation onto, in this case, the nail plate. So it's designed to emit a high-intensity UVA light. And there's a study done in 2021 in the Australasian Journal of Dermatology where they actually looked at a, they compared a CFL, like an old traditional lamp, like you said, the ones that look like sunbeds, to LEDs. And it turned out that the, and this isn't surprising because they all have to emit UV because of the polish.
Because of the way it's got to
run. They, majority of them emitted anywhere between 1.8 to 3 times the amount of UV that the traditional lamps emitted. But again, that makes sense because it's more efficient at curing the polish then. So your hand's in the lamp for less period of time. Mm-hmm. So it actually kind of works out to being about the same amount of UV exposure that you had from your UV lamps back in the day to the LEDs. So it's just a shift in a bulb and then you're getting about the same amount.
The same amount, but maybe a shorter amount of time.
Well, so that's still, so if you think it's dosage. So the dosage is about the same, roughly, broadly speaking, right?
Yep.
Mm. So that's really important for people to understand. Because that, again, it's confusing. It's understanding why it's confusing. Because even there's even some dermatologists didn't know that until I explained that it's a curing bulb.
Yeah.
So it's just really important that you protect your skin for that. We're not just from skin cancer, but the more important thing, because that's potential, right? You could go lie on the beach in your 20s and get a burn and never get skin
cancer.
And then
never have it.
It's the potential risk that you're safeguarding against, which is definitely worth safeguarding against, obviously.
100%.
But then the bigger issue for us is obviously anyone who gets their nails done, cares about their appearance.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And UVA rays are responsible for that premature aging side of things.
Yeah.
So the last thing you want to be doing is getting your nails done to look, make them look great and feel polished and put together, and then accelerating the aging process. Mm. So as far as I'm concerned, like, have at it, get your nails done, but just protect your skin.
I think it's like a really, for me, I'm going to start introducing this into my treatment. And I think it's a really lovely thing because obviously one of the things I preach about is, say, like, the brand that I use has like great ingredients for the nails. You then do a scrub to kind of, that exfoliation really helps with kind of making your skin look plump. I think it's just like another little piece.
Nice and added extra.
Another little added extra. Yeah. And, it, and it, I think
optimizing your health.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. And they feel, God, this person really cares about me, sort of thing. I feel like it's that
you
whole.
You genuinely do, and that shines through. Do That's you, amazing.
Yeah. In regards to, so say, like with me, with a salon, and in having them there, would you say, what would your advice to be? Would you, you obviously just stock them and you let clients just buy them and then they bring, but then they're going to forget them? Or you?
So I have a few clients who do that, who just stock them and give people the choice. And I have a few customers in their nail salons who they offer them as service as well. Mm-hmm. And then they
let people
know.
With a busy salon and you've got a lot of it, as you say, to sort of have them, and clients are
we're very different because obviously
we're different. And so I'm talking on the salon's behalf. How would you say it was the best way for?
Yeah, I think offering them in service is really important because one, it shows that you practice what you preach, firstly. Like you said, people will forget them. They might then feel a bit nervous if like they're wanting to protect themselves. But also, naturally, people, if you talk to them about sun protection as a whole, they're like, they're going to want to then buy them to take away so they can have in the car, have in their handbag, protect
themselves.
That's
the thing. If you then explain the whole driving thing to them, they're not going to just stop at the nails, you know.
Yeah.
They'll keep them in their bag and do all of that.
I do find that the nail salons that use them in service sell more. Retail as well.
Really?
Because I think obviously they clearly support it so much that then the customer understands, like, okay, no, this is a genuine way for me to optimize my health and take care of my skin. And so
one of those things, I think you almost need to be told as well. Like, once you like find out about things like this, like even in other elements of my treatment, I'll explain, oh, I do this instead because of this, this and this. And then like this light bulb goes off for some kind of thing. Oh my God, I've never actually considered that before. But now you say it, God.
Yeah, you have to.
And it's that as soon as you sort of know, and hopefully after this podcast, a lot of people maybe think the same and think, oh yeah, that's a really interesting, that I've never actually considered that before. It's one of those things, it really does change how you look at things.
And it takes a while for that knowledge to set in as well, right? Mm. Like, I think they say that if you're sitting in a lecture, we'll say, or sitting in, like in this scenario, if someone's listening to this podcast, it might take away 20% of what's been said.
Yeah.
So it's with repetition comes knowledge. Mm. So within the nail salon, if you're offering up to people within the service, they're like, oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Or they might just take time to consider, just naturally as a consumer. I don't know about yourselves, but like if there's something, say it's not even to do with my health, like I'm looking at a dress, I might look at it, do a search online, then I'll forget about it for a while and then be like, oh, right, I was looking for that. And then you go back to it. So like, it takes time, even though they may not like decide to buy it then, it takes a bit through that journey to
realize and think, oh, okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, but it definitely sets you apart in terms of a service and as a provider, as a nail technician, to be that you think about more than just doing their nails, right? You're thinking about them
but
holistically.
That's why I always say I do more than just the nails. I treat the hands because I add the scrubs in and do all of that. It's more than just like doing the actual paint. So for me, it's like, oh, that again, that added.
Beauty, like it's such a emotional and like psychologically like well-being service. Like it just is. Like for me, I don't have time for myself. I just don't. I have two kids. I have a puppy, husband, small, like running a business. I rarely get sleep. You know, that's the one thing I'm really trying to work on for myself. But like when I go to get my nails done at like my local nail salon, like I go in, I say like to, I go to get Simmy. That's her name is Simmy. And like,
shout out Simmy.
And yeah. And it's just because it's focused time out. Someone else is like looking after me.
That's the thing. Yeah.
It's lovely. Like yeah. it's the time where I could actually just take a breath and chill. And that's like such a massive benefit. The connection I have to her, the chats that we have. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she probably doesn't want to listen to half the stuff that I share with her, which I'm sure you guys get half the time. But like, but there's such an emotional well-being.
Well, you've got them in your hands, haven't you? Literally yeah, and physically.
Such a massive benefit. So then for you to then be looking after their skin health and everything as well is it's massive.
It's saving you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. No, it is. It's a massive benefit.
But what's next for MoneySafe?
What's coming? Any little secret spoilers?
Yeah, no, definitely. So things have massively blown up this year, which is great.
Amazing.
So I'm actually moving my, like, all of my logistics out. I'm outsourcing that coming this week, which is exciting. So I can focus more on the business.
Brilliant.
We have new colors coming. So I've had a lot of people
love
asking.
The colors. I mean, you guys, obviously, we will be putting.
You'll see it on the gram and
so
all that
nice.
Jazz.
I
yeah.
love them. I think it's nice because you can actually, as you say, like you can express.
Yeah, your personal you can, style yeah. with yeah. the, so the different prints. And
I was going to say, and the names, and aren't they?
They're all named after different areas of London.
Yeah.
Soho, Richmond,
yeah.
the Mayfair, the Big Smoke.
Yeah. So like for me, I fell in love with how there are just so many different elements to London, like depending on where you go. It's like its own little city in itself.
But I love to explain that to clients as well. Like that little key, it really makes the brand feel.
Touches. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there is ask for more. Customers are asking for some more solids. So we have a few
solid colors
coming out, which is exciting.
Like an Essex one.
I know, yeah.
Think about it. And
if there's a Chigwell one or like Loughton one, you know that's come from us.
Yeah. And then also have a new product coming out as well, a complimentary product. And then from that, there'll be a gift set with that.
Brilliant.
So we look forward to seeing that.
Amazing. No, honestly, it's been so insightful, this podcast today. And I'm sure a lot of people will listen because it is that sort of blurred area, like so nice to have someone like you who has almost got the knowledge backing them, and it's just someone that we feel like we can trust in. And if I'm sure your DMs are probably open if anyone's got any more
of
questions.
Listen, we're not causing panic, that's the main
thing. Yeah, well, that's the thing, like I said, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can get your nails done and just protect your skin so that like it's a byproduct. It's not like when you have like a sunbed where it's designed to affect your skin. That's not what nail lamps are about. So it's a win-win really if you protect your skin. But yeah, of course, people, MoneySafe London on Instagram.
Yes, we'll shout you all out on Instagram, so there will be linked to it. But thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really amazing, and we hope you've all enjoyed, and we look forward to hearing your feedback. And if you have any questions, obviously
always drop us a DM.
Yep, amazing.
Take care, guys.
Bye. If you loved this episode of The Beauty Download, make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Beauty Download. And don't forget to like and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Music. If you'd like to contact The Beauty Download for sponsorship or add inquiries, please feel free to either drop us a DM or email us on officialbeautydownload@gmail.com.